Jamal, how's weekend of camp going so far for you?
Oh, it's still going smoothly, and it's going faster because we're getting used to the playbook now.
So you get ready for Friday night. Do you know how much you're going to play or anything like that?
I'm just going out there and whatever the coaches prepare me to how long he want me to play, I guess I just got to see.
Using you a lot more in the passing game this year. I mean, how much is that different to you learning all the different things that Andy Reid wants to utilize you with?
I mean, I think it's a great opportunity for me. You know what I'm saying? They say my future is bright. And, you know what I'm saying, I can be selfish and go out there and accept the challenge. Or if I don't want to accept that, I don't want to be a great. So I do want to be one of the great players. So I accept the challenge that he believes I can go out there and catch the ball when it's called on.
Can you be a 50 to 60 catch guy?
I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I feel like when my opportunities come to catch the ball, I got to step up and do it. You know what I'm saying? I love football. And now I even love it more just because the coach we have, his confidence in his and belief in me is out my range. So I just got to go out there and prove that it's up to high expectation.
Jamal, when you're walking to that Superdome Friday night, that 99-yard run going to come flashing back into your mind?
Probably so, but you know what I'm saying? I know it's a new season and anything can happen, so I mean, I'm just going to go out there and just get ready for this preseason game.
Is that the greatest run of your life?
Probably so, but I have better in the past.
But Jamal, when you go up against this defense in practice, do you notice anything? Does it seem faster? Does it seem bigger? Do you notice anything from your stats?
I feel like they feel comfortable with each other. And they got Sean Smith to believe and come in and believe with the system as well. I think the front three with Tyson and Big Poe and Funs, I forgot what you call his name, Vito. I think them guys right there, Vito, he played in the Rex Ryan system before, so he tried to teach them guys. He's a veteran guy. And I guess – and then Poe, he's coming along too as well, being a second guy, so he's comfortable and moving around. And DJ, you know, so he's a veteran guy, and he just had to – he's the leader of the defense. And then EB and B Flow, them guys just feel comfortable with each other because they played with each other for like at least about 3 or 4 years. So I think everybody believing in the system and the defense system is playing is hard, but it's a challenge for the offense because they come from all different ways. So it's a challenge to pick up blitzes.
Are you comfortable with a line in front of you?
Oh, yeah, I'm comfortable. I'm comfortable. You know what I'm saying? I like John. I like B.A. And I like Fisher. I like Jeff. I like them all. You know what I'm saying? They all different guys, you know what I'm saying? And they can move around. You know what I'm saying? They fast. They can move around on screens. And they just not big guys. They're athletic as well. So I think that's good because with this system, we moving all over the place. So we need some fast lines to get around these defensive linemen.
Jamal, they say running backs, you know, when they hit the wall, they just How do you avoid that?
I just don't want to be an average running back. I want to be a great running back. I'm saying I look at the Emmitt Smith, I look at the Walter Paytons, I look at the Gale Sayles, I look at some of the greatest backs before me did it. So, you know what I'm saying, I just don't want to be one of them backs like he could have been this, he could have been that. I want to be one of them guys. You see me up there and on that stand at the Hall of Fame. So I'm saying that's still my goal, is to keep pushing to be the greatest running back ever.